RDI Diamonds, this is Michael.
Hey, it's me. How are you?
Hi, Dor. Happy Saturday.
Yes, yeah, if we got to work Saturdays, today is a good one.
I guess that's it, right? Here we are.
Yeah, right.
What's going on?
Making the magic happen.
Good, good. What's happening?
I have to say, I love this time of year.
I do. It's the best, isn't it?
I just want to clarify, your text message said that you would do 54 for any pair on the DVS one.
Yeah.
The one that you originally sent that's excellent, excellent, very good.
Yeah.
Was $2,000 higher than the others.
Yes.
And I want to clarify with you.
Let me find out. Give me a second here.
So, yep. If you pull up the three invoices.
The three DVS ones, right?
Yep. So when you say 54...
So now we're going to look at just the other two, right?
That's what I'm asking is, what if she takes the excellent, excellent, very good one, what is my price?
That was the price for that pair. That was the price for that pair. Hang on a second.
Okay, so if she takes the 201, the very first pair you sent.
Yeah, the one that's excellent, VG none, I knocked off. Sam came down a bunch of money for you on that one.
I don't have any that have none.
That's what I meant. Excellent VG faint is that first one, that 319707, and either one of those other ones. He knocked off a bunch of money on that one because it was excellent VG, thinking that we weren't going to be able to come up with a triple excellent. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, I do.
So that is the price if she does decide to go with that one. Now, 27.
Okay. I think what I'll do is I'll just quote her these prices, and then once she picks a pair, then I'll come back to you and say, okay, these are the two she's taking.
What's
my
best
price?
Yep.
And then I'll give her that. Okay.
That would be,
that's
lovely. And I'll come up,
okay.
You know. All right. So that'll be great. And then good luck. You know, best wishes. Let me know how it goes or whatever you need.
When you're matching diamonds for earrings, do you match tables, millimeter and then tables?
Millimeter then tables. I'll always go.
That's what I thought.
As long as the diamonds are, you know, I like a table that's going to be, you know, within two of each other. That's, you
yeah,
know,
which
my.
These are. They're one. They're
yeah.
Either the exact or they're 1%.
Yeah, that's what I always like to do. Even though there's a head in between, and some people don't really care. Some people go up to three or four, but I like them at only one difference. And specifically in DVSs, I like a 56 to 57 table max because that smaller table I always feel like really locks it. I always feel like with a 56 or 57 table on a big 3 carat, you get a lot more brilliance in the stone.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
because
you can get like 60, like there's a bunch of diamonds out there for less money, so like 60, 60 stones, but I always find that on the 60 tables, they don't sparkle as much. They don't give the flash.
I used to always do 58%. And then I see these are 56 and 57, so that's not bad. She's a stickler about numbers. She did a ton of research with that 5.5. So, anyways, so yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well,
good luck, and let me know how it goes. Just remember, trade up for life if she ever wants to trade.
Well, you know, it's funny. She has 2-carat total weight right now, and I said, are you going to do a trade-in? Oh, I can't do that, she said. And that was with her where they're 4.5, too. So I don't think that's going to be a selling point for her, but she has a couple of daughters, so I have a feeling that these will be spread out amongst the kids if she gets something bigger.
Beautiful. And that's a point for them, too, is that they can always bring them in and make something from them or, you know, pass them down or whatever. So, something to think about. All right, I'm here if you need me. Are you good? Do you need anything else for the next week?
No. So the other one that I have.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about.
Yep. And I try, no offense, and I don't want to irritate you at home or anything, but I have a horrific memory, and it has gotten really bad in the last year. Now we know why, but I wanted to shoot you that text so that you would put it out there and remind me. Nick gave me info. He has a customer coming in on the 19th. So I made a note to order either the 15th or 16th some ovals in regards to that job.
Hmm.
And I'm pretty sure it's going to be a 1.5, but I don't want anything right now. I feel like we're too far out to memo anything.
Yeah, so basically on the 16th, 15th or 16th, we'll talk about it, but 1.5 ovals. You said, because remember, didn't you say you sold one at Dan's, right?
I did,
an oval.
I did talk to Lauren and Nick. I think they're gonna want better clarity than what we are planning on doing for stock.
Yeah.
So I will. I did bring that up to Lauren and Nick on Tuesday that I had talked to you briefly
sure.
about that.
Sure.
And it's all gonna be price point.
Yeah.
If you want to throw some prices together for me for 1.25 and 1.5 ovals, the ones that I, Lauren, double check me on this. The ovals, the 1.25 and the 1.5 we had in stock, I believe were SI2F,
mm-hmm.
but they have to be really nice SI2s.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I get it.
So if you want to call me back and let me know pricing.
Sure.
And then I can pass it by Lauren
yeah.
and Nick.
Yeah.
The ones that we had in stock, the 1.25,
mm-hmm.
I think we sold for like $4,500, if I remember
mm-hmm.
right.
Oh, that makes sense.
So it was a killer, killer price.
Yeah, I bet.
So I don't know if he was just trying to turn stones or.
Yeah, well, they're heavy right now. They're easily ability to give the pricing on carat and a quarter is because there's so many ovals now. Ovals have actually started to die down a little bit, so that's why. But,
oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, get me some prices together, and I might have you send me some, but
sure.
Don't send them without talking to me at
no.
first on price.
I absolutely
okay?
won't. All right, I'm on it right
okay.
away.
And then there's a big contingency on the shape of it, too. Lauren likes the shorter and wider. Nick and I like the not necessarily super elongated, but you know, we want decent proportion, minimal bow tie.
Okay. Amazing.
Okay?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thanks,
take care.
Bye.
Okay, bye.